Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Birth Partner: A Complete Guide to Childbirth for Dads, Partners, Doulas, and All Other Labor Companions is a practical childbirth guide by Penny Simkin, written for people who support a laboring person rather than for the person giving birth. As a long-standing reference in childbirth education, the book explains what labor companions need to know from the final weeks of pregnancy through labor, birth, and the early postpartum period. Its purpose is both instructional and practical. It helps readers recognize labor, understand the stages of normal birth, respond to pain and stress, and make sense of common medical interventions. The fifth edition updates this core material for contemporary maternity care while keeping the book's hands-on, plain-spoken approach. It is especially valued because it turns childbirth support into a learnable role, giving partners and doulas a framework for being useful, calm, and informed when the situation becomes physically and emotionally intense. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparing the birth companion before labor begins. A major strength of the book is that it treats labor support as something that should begin well before contractions start. Simkin emphasizes knowing the signs of labor, understanding when to go to the hospital or birth center, and preparing emotionally and practically for a long stretch of uncertainty. This matters because many support people feel pressure to improvise once labor starts. Yet good support depends on readiness, knowing what to pack, how to communicate with the birthing person, and how to respond when plans change. The book frames the partner's role as active rather than passive, which reduces confusion and panic when labor becomes real. By covering the late pregnancy period in detail, it helps readers build confidence before the first contraction arrives. That preparation also improves the quality of support later, because the companion is less likely to freeze, overreact, or depend entirely on staff for direction. In effect, the book makes preparation itself part of care. Secondly, understanding labor progress and supporting each stage differently. The book does not treat labor as one uniform event. Instead, it explains normal labor progression and shows that the needs of the laboring person change across stages. This is one of its most useful ideas, because supportive actions that help early in labor may be ineffective or irritating later. Simkin helps readers understand what is happening physically, which makes it easier to interpret pain, rest periods, emotional changes, and the increasing demand of contractions. The companion learns not only what labor is, but how to respond as labor advances, when to encourage movement, when to provide quiet reassurance, and when to reduce stimulation or help with breathing and focus. This stage-based approach is practical because it replaces vague encouragement with specific, timed support. It also helps partners avoid assuming that every sign of discomfort means something is wrong. By normalizing variation within labor, the book supports more patient, informed decision-making and better teamwork between the laboring person, companion, and care providers. Thirdly, non-drug pain relief and comfort measures as usable tools. Another central theme is the wide range of non-drug methods that can make labor more manageable. Rather than presenting pain relief as a single choice, the book lays out comfort measures, positioning, massage, movement, touch, and other practical interventions that a birth companion can help provide. This is important because many people arrive at labor with only a general idea that natural coping exists, but little sense of how to do it well. Simkin turns those ideas into actions. The book shows that comfort is not just about reducing pain intensity. It is also about helping the laboring person feel supported, grounded, and able to keep going. That distinction matters because emotional security often shapes how pain is experienced. The companion's role becomes one of attentive adjustment, reading cues, trying different features, and matching strategies to the person's changing needs. This makes the book especially valuable for readers who want to be genuinely helpful rather than simply present. It gives them a practical repertoire instead of abstract reassurance. Fourthly, explaining epidurals, Pitocin, cesarean birth, and other interventions without losing the human context. The book is notable for its balanced discussion of medical interventions. It covers epidurals, medications, Pitocin, cesarean birth, and complications in a way that is neither alarmist nor simplistic. This balance is one reason the book is so widely respected. It recognizes that interventions may be necessary and beneficial, while also helping companions understand how they affect the labor experience. For a support person, knowing what a procedure does is only part of the task. The more difficult part is understanding how it changes the emotional atmosphere, mobility, communication, and expectations in the room. Simkin's approach helps readers support the birthing person through these changes without framing intervention as failure. That is especially valuable in modern maternity care, where labor can shift quickly from low intervention to highly managed. The book, therefore, serves not just as an informational guide, but as a translator between medical language and lived experience. It helps companions ask better questions, stay calm during change, and remain focused on the birthing person's needs even when the plan changes. Lastly, postbirth support breastfeeding, newborn care, and the early recovery window. The book extends its guidance beyond delivery itself, which makes it more complete than many childbirth manuals. It includes breastfeeding and newborn care, along with the immediate postpartum period when the family is often tired, emotional, and still absorbing the birth experience. This matters because many support people think of their role as ending once the baby arrives, yet the first hours and days after birth are often when practical help is most needed. Simkin's inclusion of early postpartum topics reflects a realistic view of childbirth as a transition, not a single event. The companion learns how to help with the newborn, support feeding, and remain attentive to the recovery of the mother or birthing parent. That broader scope gives the book lasting value in the hospital or at home, since it prepares readers for the shift from labor support to family support. It also reinforces the book's larger message: effective birth companionship is measured not only by what happens during contractions, but by how well the companion helps the new family begin its next stage. In conclusion, the birth partner is best suited for dads, partners, doulas, relatives, friends, and childbirth educators who want a serious, practical guide to supporting labor and birth. It is especially useful for readers who do not need a general pregnancy overview, but instead need a clear manual for what to do, what to expect, and how to remain helpful under pressure. The main benefit of the book is its combination of medical clarity and hands-on guidance. It explains labor, interventions, pain, relief, and postpartum basics in language that non-professionals can use immediately. That makes it more actionable than many childbirth books that focus mainly on the birthing person's experience or stay at a high level of generality. What distinguishes this title in its category is its sustained focus on the companion role itself. It treats support as a skill set, not a personality trait, and it offers a realistic framework for being calm, informed, and responsive when birth becomes unpredictable. For anyone who wants to be genuinely useful in the birthing room, it remains one of the most practical and respected guides available. If you would like to support Penny Simkin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.